For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Also, reading from the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 12. Take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you, in any of you, an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold, everybody say hold. If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. And in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, verse 22, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold, everybody say hold. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And a final verse of scripture found in Revelation 3, verse 11, behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Praise God. Brother Corker, would you pray?
Precious Lord, we're thankful for the opportunity to once again be assembled in the fellowship.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for the reading of the eternal word of God.
Yes,
now that you bless this thy servant, you have called and chosen, that he may break the bread of
life and feed
our hungry hearts.
Thank you, Jesus.
Of the grace of God, the blessing of the hands of the Lord.
Bless praise God.
Bless God, every listening ear, every receptive heart. Let the man of God speak boldly and plainly.
Thank you, Jesus.
The stand of life everlasting. I pray that you'll anoint him, God, with the gift of your spirit. Let him, O Lord, open his mouth. And
hallelujah.
The Holy
hallelujah.
Ghost is given to him. In Jesus'
thank you,
name,
Jesus.
We ask.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Now, I want you to just relax tonight. I'm not here to try to impress you. You all know me, and you know Lana and our kids. But I just want to talk to you as one child of God to another child of God. Just eye to eye and child to child. And if I know my heart, I believe that while I was praying today, God spoke to me and gave me the word for tonight. And if I can just yield to him completely, I'll give it to you. But I'm not worried if I make mistakes. I'm just going to give you what God has given me. And you worship God. And don't try to analyze me or try to judge whether I've improved in my preaching, or whether or not I'm losing weight, or whether or not my wife and I are getting along, or alone, or any of these things. If you would, just relax. And let's see what the Lord has to say to us tonight. But if you listen very close to the scriptures that I was reading, the first scriptures I read concern our walk with God as children, a father and child relationship. Talked about being led of the Spirit. And then we started reading verses of scripture that admonished us to hold on to what we have. That talked about holding fast to that which we have. And I would like to say that I know that there are many here tonight that are being led by the Spirit. I feel that that's true from my heart. And I think with all my heart, and I believe with all my heart, that many children of God are met in this place. And we're in fellowship with one another because we're in fellowship with God. And we have found something to hold on to in this troubled world. Possibly there's somebody here tonight that may be discouraged or lonely or afraid or are depressed and who doesn't really have that assurance right at this moment. Maybe possibly you've walked with God as a child. Maybe you've known what it is to have fellowship and close communion with God and be able to talk and hear from God. But possibly tonight you have lost hold on what you once had. And if that's true, if that be your case tonight, I'd like to remind you there's still something that's very stern, solid that you can hold on to tonight. God hasn't changed. He's just the same as He ever was. He's the same as He's always been, and He never will change. And if you ever once walked with God, you can walk with Him again, because He's a Heavenly Father who cares for us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise God. But the world that we're living in seems like it's just run, run, run. Go here, go there. Get a hold of this, get a hold of that. Spend money. Drive over here, drive over there. It's a mad rush that we're living in. And the city that I'm living in right now, I don't like St. Louis. I never have liked it since I've lived up there. I love the church where we are, but we're thinking about leaving there and following God, but not because of anything that we don't like in the church. We love it, and if we do leave, it's going to crush our hearts because we've met some wonderful friends up there. And but we're looking forward to see what God has in store for us in the future, for we feel we're being led of the Spirit. But last Saturday, as a typical example of why I don't like it up there, just a block from my house, I was trying to get out on the main highway, and cars swish, 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 you know, trying to dart out, and I couldn't dart out because there's too many cars going by real fast. Finally, there was one lady who was kind enough to stop her car, and she motioned for me to come on. Well, I was so glad to get to go, I didn't even watch to see if anything was coming. I took off, and I got hit by a pickup truck. Somebody that was trying to get ahead. But God was good to me. I didn't get hurt, tore up our car. It was my fault, and I had to spend a little money to fix his. But this is a typical example of what kind of world we're living in today. People are in a hurry. They're trying to get ahead. They're trying to get somewhere, and everybody seems to be going someplace, but nobody seems to know where they're going. They're reaching out for different things to hold on to, and they're running, and it's dangerous to live nowadays. And I don't know if it's as dangerous here as it is up there, but if it is, it's dangerous to get out and walk down the streets. It's dangerous to get in your car and just drive a little bit at nighttime because you don't know who's standing around the corner ready to grab you anymore. There's people carrying guns and knives and filled with hatred who will kill you for a $5 bill nowadays. Maybe it's always been that way, but I'm more aware of it now than I've ever been before. And it's dangerous to live. And I'm sure that right now while I'm speaking to you, there are probably people standing face to face with a shotgun or a pistol. There are probably people who, since I've said those words, have already been shot and now they're lying on the floor and bleeding and crying out in pain. And since I've said those words, there are probably others who have been stabbed. There have been others who have been killed in a car wreck. And since I've said those words, there have probably been some who have drowned. Because this world is like that. People all over this world are perishing. They're dying. They're going. And many of them are passing away without having ever found that true reality of something that's tangible, something that's real, something that is real, really dear, that they can hold on to, that can be true to them and can protect them. But I'm glad that we found something that's real, aren't you?
Amen.
Hallelujah. We all have different ambitions. There's probably no two of us that are alike. I'm sure that you don't like all the things that I like, and I don't like all the things that you like. And I'm sure that many of us have different desires in life. We have different goals. We have different ambitions, and we probably don't agree on everything. We probably could find something if we would look hard enough that we could disagree on. But there's one thing that we all have in common. We who have learned to be led of the Spirit. We who have found that Christ Jesus is the Savior of the world. We have a Heavenly Father who watches over us and He cares for us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And He loves us. He loves us. They say that drowning people will reach for anything. They say if you see a person who is drowning, if you just throw him something, no matter if it's a feather or a stick or whatever it might be, they'll reach for it and grab for it in a desperate attempt to get to live. And people are perishing everywhere. And I heard a story just last week. Brother Rome was telling about a true incident that happened. A man and his son went hunting together. And they were standing some 100 yards or so from a little creek. And there was a hill just before you get to the creek. And the little boy got bored. And he said, "Daddy, could I go down and play near the creek while you hunt?" And his dad hesitated and said, "Well, I guess it'll be all right. Just be careful, son." Well, the little boy went running through the woods and went to the creek. And a few moments later, his dad heard a scream off in the distance in the direction where the boy went. Dad went running to see what was wrong, and he heard this voice coming back saying, "Come quickly, Daddy. Come quickly, Daddy." And as he topped the hill, a most tragic scene took place before his eyes. This loving father who loved that boy watched as his son was being taken away by an alligator that had caught him while he was wading along the edge of the bank. And he watched his son as he was crying, "Help me, Daddy," in the clutches of alligator teeth, drifting farther and farther away. And then as he watched without knowing what to do, helpless, the alligator turned, and with a swish of his tail, they were both gone. And all that was left was a stain of blood on the water. When I heard that story, it saddened my heart, just as I'm sure it saddened your heart. But it seemed to draw a picture of something that's happened in my life. Except when my Heavenly Father came to rescue me, He had the power to save me. See, we were placed here not of our own will, but we were placed in this world. A world filled with trouble and despair and darkness. A world where there is a monster. There is an evil monster who is out to destroy. He is out to get us. And there was a time in my life when I didn't know what to do. I didn't know which way to turn. But in my despair, I called on my God. And He heard me when I called. And He came to my rescue. When my Heavenly Father came up the hill, He didn't stand there helpless as the adversary took me farther and farther away to destroy me. But He hung between the heavens and the earth. And He made a way that I could be rescued. He didn't have to stand and watch as a pool of blood began to expand upon the water. But He hung there as His blood began to flow. And when I called out in my despair, that blood was applied to my life. And I came forth a victorious new creature in Christ Jesus and became a son and a joint heir with Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's what I'm talking about tonight. I've got something to hold on to. Brother Bernard sings that song, "I'll keep holding to the old rugged cross." We love to sing that song because we have that in common. We have something that we can hold on to. Times of sorrow, in times of distress, in times of agony, no matter where we find ourselves, if we have found that Jesus Christ loves us, and if we have found that relationship between father and child that He wants us to have, when we call on Him, He will come to our rescue. Hallelujah. Praise His name. Let's worship Him tonight. I love You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you imagine what it would be like to watch your baby perish before your eyes in such a way? How much more does our Heavenly Father care for us? He watches humanity as they devour one another. He watches His children as they get in entangled snares. And he stands there time and time again, willing and ready and able to rescue, sufficient for every need. But time and time again, people choose to not call on him and try to work out their own salvation. It's so easy to try to take matters in your own hands. It's so easy to try to work things out. And there's some things that we just absolutely cannot work out. There are some things that we cannot do. We don't have the power to do. But my God, whom I declare unto you tonight, He is able to do anything. He is all powerful and all sufficient. He is a God who has the power to do anything that He will. And He will do anything to save us if we will call out to Him in those times of need. Hallelujah. There's no limit. For God has gone to the limit to help us. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I love the fellowship that we can have. We sing that song, He walks with me, and He talks with me. He tells me I am His own. I love that song because when I think of those words, it's not just a song to me, but I suppose it's one of my favorite songs, not because of the melody, but because of the words of that chorus. He walks with me. Hallelujah. And He talks with me. And He tells me that I am His own. And the joy we share, hallelujah, real joy, joy like a river flows as deep as the sea. Joy that you can feel. While this world is reaching out and groping and trying this and trying that, we have found something that we can grab hold on. And as this world is whizzing by, we can stand firm on a solid rock and say, I put my trust and my confidence in my Redeemer, for I know that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Hallelujah. Praise His name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, sometimes as children we do stumble and fall. Sometimes we make mistakes. And I dare say there's not a one in here that since you started walking with God that you could boast that you've always been perfect. Is there anybody that could say, I have never fallen, I have never made a mistake, I have never stumbled? If you can, you're very extraordinary. If you can say that since I started for Jesus and started walking with Jesus, it's always been roses and I've always had victory and it's always been perfect, then you're very unusual. There's not many people that can boast of that in this world today. We all make mistakes. We stumble and fall. Why? Because we're children. Children fall. Children stumble. But we're just learning to walk. We're learning to walk with Jesus. And each time that we go through a trial, each time we go through a disappointment, if we can just call on Him and find that He's sufficient to supply our needs and lift us up and help us to go on our way again, it makes us a little stronger for the next trial that comes our way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ever watched a little baby trying to learn to walk? A baby isn't born into this world walking. They don't just come into this world and jump onto the floor and start walking. It's not that simple. It takes time. Neither is a child of God born into the kingdom and instantly able to walk straight and perfect and able to carry on without having to go through a learning process. There have been times when I've fallen. There have been times when I've stumbled. But I thank God that there's never been a time that I've made a mistake. And when I called out in desperation on my Heavenly Father, that He wasn't able to deliver me with mercy unending and unlimited and bring me up and restore me and set me on the right path again and take me by the hand and lead me. Hallelujah. But a little baby will totter and tremble and their knees will shake and they'll get their feet tangled up. And it's not uncommon to see a young parent reach down and take the baby by the hand, just walk along with them, lead them around. It's easy for a baby to walk when a parent is leading them like that. It's easy for me to walk when I can find that relationship with my God. When I reach up to Him and He reaches down to me. I don't have to worry about walking then. I just hold on to His hand and I say, God, You show me where to go. You lead me in the way that You'd have me go. You make a way for me. I'll hold on to You and I'll follow You. I haven't always been as big as I am now. There was a time when I was a child. There was a time when I was a baby. And you were a baby too. But I remember those days while I was learning that my parents cautioned me about crossing the street. They said, when you start to cross that street, you look both ways. You make sure that there's not a car coming. If you go up to an intersection where there's a red light, you wait till that light changes and till all the traffic stops before you go across that street. If it has the word walk on that light, you wait until you see the letters W-A-L-K light up. And don't you walk until you see that. Those were my instructions. Many times I would stand there and I would watch the traffic. And I wouldn't do it. I would obey my parents and I wouldn't go across the street until all the traffic was gone. But there were other times when I was walking with my dad and I would be holding his hand and we'd come to those intersections, I wouldn't even bother to look at the light. I wouldn't even look down the street to see if anything was coming. I was just holding on to his hand. When dad started walking, I started walking too because I had confidence that wherever dad would lead me, it would be a safe place to go. I didn't think dad would lead me out in front of that traffic and cause those cars to run over me and kill me. I didn't think dad would walk when he wasn't supposed to. I didn't even worry about it. I didn't even think about it. I just held on to his hand and he led me and I just went with it. And that was where I want to walk with God. That's the way I want to walk with God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, let's worship Him tonight. Oh, I love Him. I've got confidence in Him. I've got confidence in Him. He leads me. I'll follow Him. I don't want to choose my own direction. I've tried it. It didn't work. I got in trouble. But when I held on to His hand and He led me where He wanted me to go, I found out that there was peace and I've got something to hold to. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. When Father leads you to the right, just go to the right. When He leads you to the left, just turn to the left. When you try to rebel and go the wrong direction, you get in trouble. Just ask Jonah. He got in trouble. His Heavenly Father told him to go this way. He went that way. What happened? He ended up in the belly of a whale. I've been there a few times myself. But just as God delivered Jonah from that impossible circumstance, He has delivered me. And I'm sure you could tell me of times in your life when you've been delivered from utter impossibility because of the mercy of a loving Heavenly Father who cares enough about you to come looking for you when you call on Him. Hallelujah. Oh, I love You, Jesus. I love You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm persuaded He is able to keep me in the midst of this troubled world. I'm persuaded that He is able to take me through every circumstance that I come in face-to-face contact with. And I'll admit to you, there have been some things in my own personal life that seemed like there was no way that I could make it through. There, and I'm sure you can say that. There have been times, and I'm talking about times of discouragement when you're down, and I mean way, way down. There have been times when it didn't seem like there's any possible answer to my problem. There have been times when I'm sure I probably was more depressed than I should have been. Probably I let my mind get things all out of proportion, but because I had been knocked down as low as I could go, it just seemed like all my world had crumbled and there was no hope for me. There have been those times in my life. And I'm sure you've been in those valleys too. But I have found out that after I've called on God, and He has brought me up and set me on the right road and established me once again, that I don't have to go through that valley anymore. That's behind me now. I've got victory over that. And since I came through it, I've got more strength than I've ever had before. And I don't have to worry about yesterday, because my Heavenly Father has the power to erase the past and set me on a new road and give me a new hope and a new desire and a new life and a new way to go. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. He's able. Furthermore, I'm persuaded that there's nothing in this world that can separate me from His love. Neither height, nor depth, nor any creature, nor things present, nor things to come. Hallelujah. No principality, no power. There's nothing that can separate me from the love of my God, which is in Christ Jesus. And in Him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. Let's worship Him tonight. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. You're not worshiping me, and I am, and I want you to. Let's all pray tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Let's stand to our feet and worship Him tonight. I love you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Oh, let's praise Him with a clapping of our hands. I stood and viewed the body of a friend of mine that I've met since being in St. Louis. I wouldn't have thought just a few weeks ago that I'd be standing over his corpse as I was yesterday. Brother Quarry was a very quiet man. He was not the kind of person that gives a boisterous testimony or runs the aisles or shouts or he, in fact, he's hardly ever noticed. Brother Quarry was the kind of man, though, that every pastor would want to have in his church, because that church up there is going to learn that they really had a pillar in that church, a jewel. Because last winter, when the snow was about 3 feet deep, when you could hardly get around, they have Sunday school up there on Sunday morning at 9:30. And I'm usually just rushing to get there at 9:30. It was always hard for me to get here at 10. But when I would go to church on Sunday morning and all that snow, and it'd be hard to get there, when I'd get there, the snow would be cleared off, would be shoveled, and all the steps would be clean and salted. And there would be places for people to park their cars and to walk to the church. You know who did it without being asked to? Brother Quarry. Brother Quarry was a man who had a wife who didn't love God as he did. He had a group of children in his house, boys with long hair, girls with makeup and short hair, who just wouldn't go to church and wouldn't live for God, didn't have any interest in God whatsoever. But when you needed somebody to do something around the church, you could always depend on Brother Quarry. Hallelujah. Just a few days ago, while I was visiting him in the hospital, I was looking at a very sad-shaped person. Legs all swollen out of proportion, feet much bigger than they're supposed to be. His stomach was bloated and filled with all kinds of liquids, juices. He was just about to die then. He was choking and looked as if all hope was gone. He probably couldn't make it even for another hour. My heart leaped for joy when he looked up at me and said, "I wonder how Brother so-and-so in the church is getting along. I've been laying here just praying for him. I wonder how Sister so-and-so is doing. Are they going to church regularly? He wasn't concerned with his own ailment. I'm sure that he was in pain, that he was in agony. But I believe with all my heart that man, like many others that I've seen go by the way of death through my life, had found something that he could hold on to and was able to hold on to it right till the time that his eyes closed in death. And when the trumpet sounds, he's still going to be holding on. And he's going to be ushered through pearly gates down streets of gold, where he'll still be able to hold on to that power that's able to keep you, hallelujah, and strengthen you. Because he's a rock. When you need something to stand on, he's a rock. Hallelujah. He's a sword when you need somebody to, when you need a weapon to fight. He's a sword. And not only is he a sword, you don't even have to do your own fighting, because he's the captain of the host of the Lord, of the Lord's army. When you call upon him, no matter who all comes against you, no matter how many enemy forces are against you, you call on your God in times of need, and he's able to deliver you and to win every battle. Hallelujah. He's my joy. He's my deliverer. He's the captain of my salvation, and I'm going to hold on to him come what may. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. There's all kinds of things I could say tonight, but I don't want to keep you a long time. But I'd like to read a verse of Scripture. Revelation, I read one verse a while ago. I just want to read a little more. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Revelation 3 and 11. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast. No man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. Hallelujah. When I read that scripture, I can think of a lot of people rushing through my mind that have been right here in this church, pillars that are not with us anymore, but that have overcome it. Hallelujah. Because they found something to hold on to. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. He shall go no more out. I will write upon him the name of my God, the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, when trouble comes your way, what are you going to do? Going to try to get it all worked out. Going to try to say, well, I'll do it this way, I'll do it that way. Or are you going to call on the one who is able to work out your problems for you? Hallelujah. When you get in that situation in life when everything goes wrong, kids won't do right, your loved ones, your brothers, your sisters, your parents, they're just not doing what you think they ought to do, and you can't get along, and you say words to one another, and all of a sudden you find yourself hurting each other's feelings, and the moments become tense, and you're looking each other in the eye wondering what's going to happen next. What are you going to do? You're going to stand up and win the battle with your own power? No, you won't lose. You won't win it if you try that. But if you call on God in your despair, hallelujah, he comes to the rescue every time. There is no limit to how far God will stoop to pick somebody up and restore them on the right road. There is no mental power that God cannot correct. There is no nervous condition that God can't completely transform in a moment's time. Hallelujah. There is no sickness that my God cannot heal. There is no depth where you can wallow, where God cannot reach you If when you call on Him, you will turn from your wicked ways, humble your heart, hallelujah, and determine that you're going to go all the way with Him, come what may. Let's stand tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I don't know what the future holds. Right now I'm planning on moving here January or February. But I don't even know if I'm going to do that or not. May not. I don't care either. Hallelujah. But I love you. I don't care if I stay up there. I don't care if I go to Africa. I can tell you from my heart, folks, that I have found what I've always been looking for in my life. I have found that place of surrender where that I'm willing to place myself in God's hands. I don't care what this world may try to do.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Somebody says, well, you've got a nice home, you've got money in the bank, and you've got things going good for you. Why would you just take up and leave like that? Well, I may and I may not, but I've got security that a lot of people don't know anything about.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I've got something that's worth more than anything this world has to offer. And I'd be willing to turn loose of anything that I've got to follow Jesus without any kind of money, without an automobile, without clothes to wear, because I have found out that He is sufficient to supply all my needs, because He always has, and it's in His Word, and I know He always will. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. So if I come here, and I think I am, it'll be because I'm following God. And if I don't, it'll be because I'm following God. Hallelujah. Let's gather around and pray.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise.